Flexible schedules are a must, not a perk. A recent study confirms that employees really want to work from home. By Bill Hayes. Employees today yearn for the opportunity to work from home, and boards should be collaborating with management to ensure their policies reflect these needs. In other words, wherever possible, the flexibility to work remotely should be seen not as a perk, but as a must-have. A recent Gallup poll surveying over 8,000 remote-capable U.S. employees sought to discover how many of these individuals are currently working hybrid or full remote schedules, where such individuals expect to work in the long term as well as where they would prefer to work and what happens when remote-capable employees are not able to work in their preferred location. More than half, 56%, of the full-time U.S. employees polled said their jobs could be performed remotely. Of the responding employees, 49% are working a hybrid at-home and in-office schedule. Of those remaining, 29% of respondents are working exclusively remotely, while 22% are on-site at their job's location. The preference for hybrid work is clearly a growing trend. A similar Gallup poll in February 2022 recorded 42% of remote-capable employees working a hybrid schedule, a number that grew to 49% in June. The number is expected to increase to 55% by the end of 2022 and early 2023. Fewer companies are requiring employees to work on-site, with just 22% of such individuals reporting an inability to work from home. Companies that can allow their employees to work from home but are not currently offering that option should think twice about the toll their policies will have on the overall employee experience and long-term retention. Almost two-thirds, 64%, of remote-capable on-site employees said they plan to seek a new position elsewhere, and 47% said they experienced burnout. If any companies still believe remote work can go away once matters return to a relative normal, Gallup's findings might lead them to reconsider. Many employees feel that remote work options should be a permanent feature, not a temporary solution. When asked how likely they would be to look for new opportunities should their employer choose to not make remote work a long-term possibility, 60% of exclusively remote employees said they would be on the market, while 29% of hybrid employees said the same. Boards of remote-capable companies that have yet to embrace the hybrid work environment would be wise to guide management towards such a solution. Another Gallup poll, this one on the advantages of hybrid work, saw 71% of respondents identifying improved work-life balance as a benefit of remote capabilities. The COVID-19 pandemic, which claimed many Americans' lives, changed the way people see their livelihoods. Many are not willing to give back the time they have since gained without a commute or the need to be physically present in the office for a predetermined set of hours. In the same survey, 67% of respondents cited time efficiency as an advantage of remote work, while 62% relished the freedom to choose when and where they do their jobs. Less work burnout or fatigue was a factor for 58% of respondents, and 51% of those surveyed felt that they were simply more productive when working from home. Boards of companies that have not established work-from-home policies thus far might want to guide management towards some steps before jumping in feet first. Poll the team. Ask employees about their preferences. Would they want a fully remote schedule, or would a hybrid schedule be more to their liking? Come up with opportunities to bring the team together. One of the potential disadvantages of a hybrid work environment is the loss of team culture, so it would be advisable to come up with ways for the team to socialize and connect before moving to a remote setup. Opportunities include group outings, happy hours, and networking events. Resist the urge to micromanage. Remind management that a flexible work environment truly needs to be flexible. Management should allow employees to decide their own schedule. They'll have to trust in their own ability to hire the right people and allow them to do their jobs in an environment that is tougher to monitor and observe. Value productivity, not hours worked. The old way of doing business required showing up at 9 a.m. and departing at 5 p.m. or later, and that was seen as a quality day's work. Now, days may start at 5:30 a.m. They may have to end at 3:30 p.m. so employees can get their kids to piano lessons. There may even be some errands slipped into the middle of the day. Trust your people to get their work done on their time, and hold them accountable if they do not. This is just a sample of the necessary steps to set up a successful hybrid work environment. But they are steps worth taking. People simply are no longer interested in spending 5 days of the week in the office.
Nearly 3 years of COVID have taught them the value of family and freedom.
Allow them a say in how you shape your work environment.
They'll reward you with a hard day's work, just not one that is measured in seconds, minutes, and hours. Bill Hayes is managing editor of Directors and Boards.